Hey, this is Letitia. Now, you probably can't tell by my writing, but I'm not a big fan of statistics. They say that numbers don't lie. However, I do believe that it depends on who's reading them. We've all heard about the 50% of first marriages that end in divorce. So, do you think the numbers for the second time around would be better or worse? They could be better, because you think that folks learned something during the first marriage and wouldn't make the same mistakes twice. Then again, the second time around, you may be less likely to stick around and work things out if you know that you can survive a divorce because you've been there and done that. Well, according to DivorceMagazine.com, yes, there is a magazine. 59% of the U.S. population is married. 24% has never married. 10% is divorced, and 7% is widowed. And 60% of remarriages end in divorce. What does this mean for you? Well, if you're a glass-half-empty person, it means that after you've been there and done that the first time, you usually only wait an average of another 3 years to do it again. And unfortunately, according to the numbers, you'll have a little less than 8 years of the second time around marital bliss. Personally, I'm a glasses half full and there is always time and room to add more to the glass kind of person. So I look at these numbers and see that 41% of the population is fair game. Of course, you gotta take out for the same-sex percent, the locked up and ain't ever gonna get out percent, and the I'm gonna live with my mommy forever percent. And you're still left with a big enough percentage of available men and women over 30. I mean, you only need to find one for you. Don't get discouraged by the numbers and the stats. Reality is just like everything else. The numbers are manipulated and mutilated to prove the point of whoever is dishing the numbers. It really comes back down to what you want, what you're willing to do to get it, and how hard you are willing to work to keep it. Maybe it is your freedom, peace of mind, or the love of your life. The good news is that if you are over 30, you are more mature and less likely to play or waste time with someone that plays games. The bad news is that you have a harder time meeting people because, unlike when you were in your 20s, you aren't as active as you once were, or your circle of friends is paired up and you aren't meeting singles. What do you do? Talk, write, chat, and go out. Don't be afraid to rethink your preferences to include a bigger variety of potential suitors. Think of your age as experience on your resume. It just makes you better and worth a whole heck of a lot more. So don't sell yourself short. If you come across a man that prefers younger women, don't sweat it. There are plenty of men looking for older women, too. And guys, don't think that all older women are set in their ways and not looking to have fun. You know, 40 is the new 30. Remember, you're never too old to learn something new.